Unit 7. Chinese Opera. Part 1. And here I'd like to share with you something about Peking Opera. Peking Opera is a form of traditional Chinese theatre that combines music, vocal performance, mime, dance, and aerobatics. Boasting a history of more than two centuries, it is the most influential and representative of all operatic forms in China, as well as one of the three most influential theatrical art forms in the world. The music of Peking Opera is mainly orchestral music and percussion instruments, providing a strong rhythmical accompaniment. The main percussion instruments are gongs and drums of various sizes and shapes. The main stringed instrument is jinghuo, supported by erhu. Plucked stringed instruments include Ye Qin, pipa, San Xian. Occasionally, a suona horn and Chinese flute are also used. The vocal part of Peking Opera is both spoken and sung. Spoken dialogue is divided into Yunbai and Jingbai, the former employed by serious characters and the latter by young females and clowns. The character roles in Peking Opera are finely and strictly differentiated into mixed types. Female roles are generally known as Dan, and male roles as Sheng, but male clowns are known as Chu. A Chu, depicted by a patch of white on the face, is a humorous character. Male characters who are frank and open-minded, but rough, or those who are crafty and dangerous, are known as Jing or Hua Lian. Peking Opera roles are further classified according to the age and personality of the characters. Each different role type has a style and rules of its own. The performance of Peking Opera was initially an exclusively male pursuit. The Changlong Emperor banned all female performers in Beijing Opera in 1772. The appearance of women on stage began unofficially during the 1870s, and the ban was lifted in 1912, although male Dan continued to be popular after this period.